HarperCollins presents It's Not You, It's Them by Portia McIntosh, read by Karen Cass. Prologue.
When I met my boyfriend 1 year ago, I couldn't believe my luck. You're probably not going to believe me when I tell you this, but the way we met was like a fairy tale. I was covering an event for work, a big fancy dress ball hosted by a children's charity. I'm not much of a comic book nerd, but the second I saw Margot Robbie dressed as Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad movie, I knew that was who I wanted to dress up as. I pulled my long blonde hair into pigtails before temporarily spraying the ends blue on one side, pink on the other. I watched hours of makeup tutorials so that my face was just right, and then slipped on a tight-fitting t-shirt, some hot pants and some Converse and was ready to go. I grabbed my baseball bat, brandishing it at myself in the mirror as I got ready to leave the flat, just as my flatmate Gil walked by me.
"You're showing your ass at a children's charity ball,"
he said, laughing. "There won't actually be any children there," I replied casually, making a pouty face as I snapped a photo in the mirror. But as I headed to the ball, I did worry that maybe Gil was right. Funny, really, considering what a hot mess he is for a 40-something man. That's actors for you, though. Thankfully, when I arrived, there wasn't a minor in sight, unless you count a guy I recognised from Game of Thrones who had, bizarrely, turned up dressed as a baby. The huge ballroom was packed with celebrities, journalists, and people who worked for the charity. And then there was Mark. Mark Wright, head of PR for the charity, was the brain behind this fundraising ball and very much the man of the hour. People were crowding around him, mostly women I couldn't help but notice, just to talk to him, get a quote from him, buy him a drink, or just anything, really, that would capture his attention for a few seconds. Amid the chaos, our eyes met across a crowded room. I know, that old one, but they did. My body not having quite the same proportions as Margot's, I was just starting to feel self-conscious in my hot pants, awkwardly pulling at them, like that was going to make them any longer, when I spotted Mark sitting at the bar, facing out into the room, people all around him trying to get a piece of him. He was dressed as the Joker. Heath Ledger's portrayal, not Jared Leto's, but that's not important. So I smiled at him. His reaction was to applaud me, tilting his head down a little and narrowing his eyes, perfectly replicating Heath's sarcastic clap in The Dark Knight before turning his attention back to his audience. Despite Mark's temporarily messy green hair, that ghostly white face, black eyes and red twisted smile, I could tell he was gorgeous. I don't even think it was the usual characteristics that attracted me to him physically. It was the fact he had a smile on his face every time I looked at him. A real one, not the one painted on so he could tell everyone to ask him how he got those scars. He had kind eyes, and when he gave people his attention, I saw them light up. That's Mark, though. With his good looks, charm and kind nature, he makes you feel like the most important person in the world when he talks to you. 20 seconds of attention from him and I was smitten. So I spent the rest of the night subtly following this unconventional Prince Charming around the ball, just trying to find a way to get his attention, but feeling like an unworthy Cinderella and chickening out. Growing up, I'd always liked the idea of having a best friend who I could have awesome girly nights with, talking about boys and doing each other's hair and nails, someone who could give me amazing advice whenever I needed it. Instead, I wound up with Gil, the most alpha male gay guy I have ever met, who might like talking about boys at least, but he's not into girly nights and he's pretty shocking at advice too. We were texting all night, and as he was getting progressively drunker, his advice was getting progressively worse. As I anxiously shoveled cake into my mouth, I received a message from him saying he'd lost his keys and that he was going to climb the fire escape to get into our flat. When Gil drinks, he loses control of his senses and his actions, and totally forgets his lack of athleticism. One time he even lost half of his little finger, so I know that if he says he's going to try and scale a building, he's definitely going to do it. I pulled my shorts down one last time before deciding to call it a night, at just 11:45. What a lightweight. I made my way outside the hotel, booking my Uber as I took the stairs before heading outside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?